This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the young innovators from the Willingar Institute of Management, Development and Research, Mumbai, at the grand finale of Smart India Hackathon 2024 yesterday via video conferencing. During the session, the team leader of Mystic Originals presented their solution to the security challenge posed by the Bharat Electronics Limited, micro-Doppler-based target classification designed to distinguish between birds and drones. The Prime Minister praised the team's dedication to addressing the critical national security issues. And the team leader explained the birds and the drones often appear similar on the radar, leading to false alarms and security threats, especially in the sensitive areas. Another team detailed the technical aspect, noting that the solution uses micro-Doppler signature unique patterns generated by objects. Similar to the human fingerprints, they differentiate between the birds and drones. When the Prime Minister asked whether the solution could also identify the speed, direction and the distance of the objects, a team member responded that these features would be interrogated soon, acknowledging the positive uses of the drones such as the medical delivery and essential supplies. The Prime Minister also noted the misuse for smuggling weapons and drugs, creating a significant security challenges. In support and in response to the Prime Minister's query about the solution addressed such as the challenges, a team member explained that the solution is compact, cost-effective and adaptable to various environments. Another team member of the Rajasthan's border area highlighted that the increased drone activity after the Pulwama attack had shared how anti-drone systems in the region are frequently activated at night. The team member emphasized that the problem statement was chosen to address the difficulties faced by the citizens in the border areas. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan will hold the UAE-India Strategic Dialogue in New Delhi today. The UAE Foreign Affairs Minister will also meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi in this afternoon. A correspondent reports that India and UAE have shared trade links throughout the centuries. In 2022-23, UAE was the fourth biggest FDI investor for India. UAE has committed to invest $75 billion in India's infrastructure sector over a period of time. The West Asian nation has also invested around 3.5 million Indians, and Emiratis are quite familiar and sensitive to the Indian culture. Indian cinema, TV and radio channels are easily available and have a good viewership. India's nuclear power generation capacity has grown significantly in the last decade, nearly doubling from 4,780 megawatts in 2014 to 8,180 megawatts in 2024. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has given this information in the Lok Sabha yesterday in response to the discussion on nuclear power. In this address, the minister highlighted the significant progress and the future potential of India's atomic energy program. He emphasized that the revision of India's power distribution framework, which has increased the home state's share of the electricity from atomic plants to 50%, with 35% allocated to the neighboring states and 15% to the national grid. The minister added that this new formula ensures the equitable resource distribution and reflects the federal spirit of the nation. President Draupadi Murmu conferred National Panchayat Awards 2024, organized by the Ministry of Panchayati Raj at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. A total of 45 awardees were conferred this year in the various categories, reflecting a wide spectrum of achievements in grassroots governance and community development. Odisha and Tripura received the maximum 7 awards each. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu congratulated and appreciated the efforts of all the awardees, saying that they were the awards and the symbol of dedication and efforts in the Panchayat, which has always been a motivation for best work in the future also. And that is the end of this news bulletin.